$50 million. That's how much a new fund is dedicating to literary arts over the next 5 years. And as NPR's Andrew Limbong reports, the money is coming at a pretty crucial time.
Right now, small independent presses, writers' residency programs, book festivals, and more all across the country are looking at some gaps in their budgets. Many of them count on federal support, and the Trump administration's cuts to federal arts and humanities programs have a lot of that funding stuck in legal limbo. Enter the Literary Arts Fund.
Across all of our culture and humanities funding, the cuts have been very significant, and we've been thinking about different ways to address them. But this fund was well underway long before those cuts happened.
That's Elizabeth Alexander, writer, poet, and president of the Mellon Foundation, which started the grant program in collaboration with six other charitable foundations, including, by the way, the MacArthur Foundation, which provides financial support to NPR. Anyway, Alexander says the goal of this fund is to offer something big enough that nonprofit literary arts programs can think long-term about their futures, something that can withstand the ups and downs of federal spending on the arts, and to foster a literary culture that can exist outside of what shows up on the bestsellers lists.
I know that artists will always make art. I know that you cannot extinguish that flame. I know that absolutely. But at the same time, what I would hate to see is an economy where only the very most commercial would be the ones who were readily available to us.
According to a study done by the Literary Arts Fund, in 2023, literary arts programs received less than 2% of the $5 billion given out in grant money to arts programs. Alexander says a lot of that is because we take literature for granted. Andrew Limbong, NPR News.